Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, September the 18th. We've got my good friend Margaret Tollerton with us from Missouri Cures. Good to have you here.
Thank you,
Margaret.
Paul. Good to be here.
I'm looking at your cheat sheet over here. You've got so many things coming up.
We do. We really have a lot of special events. Today I'm here hoping to focus in on the next special event that's coming up, and it's our spinal cord injury awareness event. It will be at the Forest Park Visitor Center, so that's in St. Louis. And mm-hmm. if you've been to the zoo, then the Forest Park Visitor Center.
But before we get into that, though, just real quick, some people listening today may not be aware of what Missouri Cures is and what you're all about. Explain that.
Okay. Missouri Cures Education Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and our focus is basically, in a nutshell, we promote and protect all medical research in Missouri, and hopefully that will help the economic situation in Missouri as well. So it's a twofold. I get to focus on the good news, the recent medical breakthroughs that are happening. You know, here in Columbia, I've lived in Columbia more than I'd like to admit. And in Columbia, we are blessed with hearing all these wonderful things that are coming out of MU research. Mm-hmm. And then what a concept. You go to St. Louis and Washington University has all this research going on in St. Louis. Who knew? And then you go to Kansas City and, oh my goodness, UMKC and Stowers Institute
right.
and St.
But then
Luke's.
You go into the outlying areas. And that information is not there.
Right. And so I get to include a statewide view of what's going on all around the state, including Kirksville and Springfield and all the research that goes on. So you really, hopefully, when you come to our website, MissouriCures.org, you'll get the feel that good things are happening in Missouri. But mm-hmm. who knew? You know, if you're only in a silo of one community or another, but when you get to look
that.
At the whole general picture, it's really exciting. We've got some really smart researchers bound and determined to find better treatments, better therapies, and hopefully, ultimately, better cures or the cures.
Yeah. Okay, so the event that we started with was Thursday, September 26th?
Yes.
In St. Louis. And I see you've got something on October 2nd?
Yes, that'll be in Kansas City, mm-hmm. and that's a session called Accelerating Cures in Our Community.
Now, is anybody welcome to attend these?
Anybody's welcome, and they're
okay.
all free.
Okay, okay.
And on our website, you'll find events, so they'll all be listed.
So most of your events, though, are in either St. Louis or Kansas City?
Or it depends on the time of year. I mean, we're already working on 2014, and I'll probably have at least two events here in Columbia in 2014.
Okay.
We already had the events in Columbia here. So
okay.
now we're closing out the end of the year and moving on, continuing
right.
to.
So if people want more information about any of the events that you have coming up, you can go to your website, which is?
MissouriCures.org.
Okay. Or is there a phone number they can call? Or is it better just to
it's
go to the web?
It's better just to go to the website.
www.MissouriCures.org.
And Missouri is all spelled out.
Okay. Thank you.
This spinal cord injury awareness event, we are bringing in from the University of Missouri here in Columbia the spinal cord injury research program. Dr. Andrew McClellan will give the update mm-hmm. on that. And since he's local,
yeah.
I wanted to give a little plug for
okay.
him.
And that'll be in St. Louis
yes.
on September the 26th. But go to the website and you can find out all about it.
Yes.
Margaret Tollerson, thank you so much for coming
thank
by.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay, now we turn to a couple of people who are here telling us about a brand new production. In fact, it is the world premiere production.
That's right.
Of a play called The List.
The List.
Right. And I've got Melissa Alper Springer, and you told me no relation to Jerry Springer.
No relation.
Good to have you here, Melissa.
Thank you.
And then we've got Jason Cavallone, who is the playwright.
Yes, I am. I am also in it.
Oh, so you wrote it and you're in it. And Melissa, you are?
Directing.
Directing it. How many people are in this production?
There are four people in this production. The main characters are Mike and Joe, and then we have two other characters who narrate, and then they're all the other people that Mike and Joe encounter throughout their friendship that starts when they're 7 and ends when they're 77.
Okay. This is going to be at the new Talking Horse Theater, right?
Yes.
But tell me about The List. What is it about?
The List is a show that focuses, like Melissa said, on these two friends, Mike and Joe, a guy and a girl who are about 30 years old, and a big change is coming to their lives. So they decide to spend one night together, basically as their status quo before everything changes. And
so what's going to change?
You have to come and see that.
Oh, you're not going to tell us. Okay.
So they sit out on a hill watching the stars one night, and as they're sitting there, they go through basically their lives' events from when they first met at 7 well into when they're very old and gray, and it just traces their lives and their friendships and all the different places that they've gone together.
Oh, it sounds like a very sentimental production.
It is to some extent. It's a comedy and a drama. There's a lot of laughter and tears in it.
Mm-hmm. And how long, when you decided that you were going to write a play, mm-hmm. did you know how it was going to turn out, or did it develop as you started writing?
Well, it's actually probably the 19th play that I've written. And it is, I started it out as a 10-minute play in a class that I took with Melissa at William Woods, and it kind of just, I knew that the story wasn't finished, so I took it from that 10-minute play and expanded it into about a 90-minute version.
Okay, an hour and a half production. Mm-hmm. And when is it running?
It will be opening next week on September 27th. It runs Friday and Saturday at 7:30. Then it also runs the following week on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Saturday is at 7:30.
That's October the 4th and the 5th, the
yes,
following week.
And then on the 6th, we have a matinee at 2 p.m.
Okay, so you're running two weekends.
Yes, we are.
Next weekend, September 27th. 28th, and then October the 4th and 5th, and those are all at 7:30. So you only have one 2 o'clock show?
Correct.
And that will be on October the 6th. That's a Sunday?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So if people want ticket information, how do they get your tickets?
We have a Facebook event called The List, so you can access that on Facebook. But you can also go to talkinghorseproductions.org and order your tickets there. Or you can also buy them at the door, which is at 210 St. James.
Okay. Would you recommend buying them at the door, or do you think it'd be better to get your tickets in advance?
It's hard to say.
There is limited seating at the theater.
It'd probably be better to get your tickets in advance.
If you really want to go, which you should, then you probably should get them in advance.
So if you really want to go, get your tickets in advance. And they're only $8 at the door?
Only $8.
And how much in advance?
$8?
$8.
$8.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for coming by. It's The List.
The List.
And tomorrow, Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri and Maples Rep Theater. I want to remind you, our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sarah Harkins. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.